Clouds continue to roll in from the west as our next storm draws closer to the area. That storm is expected to bring some rain showers tonight, and with temperatures near freezing in some locations, there may be a few icy patches that form tonight into tomorrow morning. Showers should dry up early tomorrow, and we'll see mainly dry conditions as we go through the day on Wednesday. Today started off fairly brightly. We had some blue sky and wispy high clouds this morning. The clouds, though, have thickened up through the day, so the sky has gone from that bluer color to more of a milky appearance this afternoon. Temperatures are pretty comfortable. We're running generally in the 40s to near 50 degrees this afternoon, which is around seasonable. So we're pretty much right on target, give or take, for what is average for this time of year. Moving into tonight, we'll track some of those rain showers into the area. Initially, it's warm enough that I don't think icing is a concern early on tonight, but later on, as temperatures drop off a few more degrees, we'll have to be looking out for at least a few icy spots as we go through the overnight hours into tomorrow morning. So you may run into some icy spots early tomorrow. Keep that in mind as you plan your Wednesday morning commute. And as we go through the day tomorrow, early clouds and the lingering showers will tend to dry up a little bit. So I don't think it's especially damp coming up tomorrow, though you might still need that umbrella, especially tomorrow morning. I expect some sunny breaks to come through as the day moves along. And temperature should be fairly similar to today, running basically in the upper 40s, low 50s across the area, which again is right around average for this time of year. Another system will arrive on Thursday, so clouds will thicken up once again, and the rain chances increase during the day on Thursday, so it's possible that it's not wet during the morning, but it may be wet for the Thursday evening commute. Temperatures on Thursday should warm up into the 50s in most areas. There is some question as to exactly how far north that warm air will push, so we'll target 40s or 50s on Thursday. And there is the chance for a few lingering showers into the day on Friday, though at this point, Friday doesn't look to be super rainy. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with some scattered rain and freezing rain showers, low 28 to 34. Tomorrow, some early showers, mostly cloudy, high 48 to 54. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered rain and freezing rain showers, low 28 to 34. Tomorrow, some early showers, mostly cloudy, high 48 to 54. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, some scattered rain and freezing rain showers, low 30 to 35. And for tomorrow, some early showers, otherwise mostly cloudy, high 48 to 54. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight mostly cloudy, some scattered rain and freezing rain showers, low 30 to 35. Tomorrow, some early showers, otherwise mostly cloudy, high 48 to 54. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly cloudy with a chance of afternoon rain, highs in the 40s and 50s, and on Friday, partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and highs in the 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.